Tron adds $1 in stablecoins in a week, 10x. Any other chain. Stablecoins on Tron grew by roughly $1 billion in market capitalization over the past 7 days, more than 10 times the growth of any other blockchain in the same period, according to token terminal data cited by Cointelegraph on August 13, 2026. The figure captures net new stablecoin supply issued or bridged onto the network, not trading volume, which makes it a measure of where dollars are actually settling rather than where they are changing hands. The move landed during a flat week for the broader market. Bitcoin traded at $63,605, down 1.7% over 7 days, and Ether sat at 1,281 as of August 13, 2026, with the Fear and Greed Index at 38 fear. Stablecoin issuance rarely tracks token prices closely, and this week is a clean example. Supply concentrated onto one chain while majors drifted sideways. The dollars follow the cheapest rails. Tron's stablecoin dominance is not new, but the pace of the gap widening is the story. The network has long been the default home for USDT transfers in emerging markets, where users care about two things: low fees and fast confirmation. A stablecoin transfer on Tron typically costs a fraction of what the same transfer runs on Ethereum mainnet, and it settles in seconds. That cost structure is why remittance corridors, over-the-counter desks, and informal dollar savers in high-inflation economies keep gravitating to the chain. When Token Terminal shows $1 billion in net new supply landing in a week, it is mostly people and businesses parking dollars where moving them is cheap, not speculators chasing yield. The concentration cuts both ways. A single network carrying an outsized share of global stablecoin supply is efficient, but it also centralizes risk. If Tron faced a prolonged outage, a validator problem, or regulatory pressure targeting its main issuers, a large slice of the world's working dollar balances would be exposed at once. Recent chain incidents elsewhere, including the Solana validator outage that knocked more than 100 nodes offline this month, are a reminder that settlement layers are not immune to disruption. Payments, not trading, is the demand driver. The distinction between supply growth and volume matters for reading this signal. Net new market cap means dollars are being created on or moved onto the chain and staying there. That points to payments and savings demand, the kind of activity that builds a durable base, rather than the churn of leveraged trading that inflates volume figures without adding lasting balances. This is the same underlying trend pulling large payment networks toward stablecoins. MasterCard's $1.8 billion acquisition of stablecoin firm BVNK and the growing list of exchanges building stablecoin checkout rails, such as KuCoin Pay's stablecoin push into stores, all point the same direction. Dollars on chain are increasingly a spending instrument, not just a trading pair. For anyone who spends from a crypto balance, the practical takeaway is about network choice. Cards and payment apps that let you fund from USDT often support multiple chains, and the fee you pay to top up depends heavily on which one you use. Topping up from Tron is usually cheaper than from Ethereum for the same dollar amount, which is one reason stablecoin spending cards that support low-cost networks reduce the friction of getting value onto the card in the first place. The centralization question, a chain holding a dominant share of stablecoin supply, invites scrutiny. Tron's stablecoin base is heavily concentrated in USDT, which ties the network's role to a single issuer's health and compliance posture. That is a different risk profile than a diversified spread across issuers and chains. There is also the network's governance and jurisdictional profile, which regulators in the United States and Europe have flagged before. None of that has slowed adoption where cost is the deciding factor, and this week's $1 billion inflow shows the trend is accelerating, not reversing.